This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you. Welcome to another episode of your very favorite program for a better life. Where today, this is Nahid having the honor of hosting you on another episode where we are going to talk about those people who do not have much knowledge or pretend to have much. And we're going to see, like, and the word that can't stop moving, how can we get along with those? Like, are they going to be really the place where we need to start fighting? Or religiously speaking, what does our religion say in front when we are confronting them and we're standing in front of them? What should we do? What is the order? What is the way? So first of all, let me start by reading a very short part of Sa'di Shirazi's Bustan, the one who is the famous prose writer and poet of the Iranian culture. The story is entitled as the story of a man who had a little knowledge. A certain man knew of something of astronomy, and in his head, in consequence, he was filled with pride. Journeying far, he visited Koshyar, the sage, who turned his eyes from him and would teach him nothing. When the disappointed traveler was on the point of leaving, Koshyar addressed him with these words, "Thou imaginest that thou art full of knowledge, how can a vessel that is full receive of more? Rid thyself of thy pretensions, so that thou mayst be filled. Being full of vanity, thou goest empty." As what we just read from Sa'di's Bustan, we can get to the point that when we feel like we are full of knowledge, we necessarily are not like the most knowledgeable person on earth. We still do have the concept of kibr. Like kibr is the state in which a person feels a sense of superiority and then behaves high-handedly with others. Its signs are like the actions and the symptoms are so clear to be noticed. Just look around, you may see many, many people who are just considering themselves like the top place of the world, the people who can just look at everyone from above and think that they do have the knowledge of everything. If those people are those who are just on your nerve and you don't know how to get along with them, we are going to talk about them today. We're going to see how our religion divides the people who are going on the way of kibr from those people who are just simply showing their achievements, the things they've achieved, and the things that are even helping the religion to improve. So first of all, we need to know the kinds and degrees of kibr. Like, it should be noted that there are different degrees of kibr, similar to the stages and degrees that we've just mentioned in many other perspectives of our religion. But however, there were some stages that we could mention with the other things, like with the matter of pride, with the matter of even shirk, because some people get to that degree of kibr that they start to even question the creator. Like, they feel they are at the end of the world. No one is going there to stop them. But regarding kibr, we have the different degrees of it, like kibr on account of possessing true faith and belief. We may have seen too many people who think like they do know everything regarding religion. And we do have kibr as opposed to it is the pride, which is invalid in faith and false belief. And pride on account of good qualities and praiseworthy attributes, like those people whom we have seen and they think like they do have everything and everyone should praise them for it. Pride in moral vices and undesirable qualities, pride in one's righteous deeds and devotional exercises. Like, even this had happened to us sometimes. Like, thinking frankly, we may understand, we may realize the moment that we did our, like, deeds correctly, we were going to be a good servant to the Creator. And then we started to think, oh, yeah, I can be the best person in this world. Creator Allah loves me more than anyone else. You see, even this, if there is no limit, if there is no stop, this can lead to kibr, which is something that is deadly for our moral beliefs. And the other one can be pride and sinful and wicked deeds. And it's possible to sometimes just know that all these degrees will just end in nothing but kibr, which is the idea of having the best position in the world. But we do have kibr toward the Prophet and the Creator. It is an attribute which was prevalent during the Prophet's own time. And Quran reports it in a verse, like we have a Quranic verse mentioning it. Shall we put faith in two mortals like ourselves? Quran is aware of the ideas of all the tricks that those people were trying to implement on our religion, on the ideas. And Quran is reminding them, like, we do know that you might say the Quran has been revealed to only a few people. But this is not the case. This is the case of their own kibr, like their own idea of them possessing the whole knowledge. As to kibr towards the commands of God, it is seen among like some sinners, like those people who abstain from performing Hajj, as they don't consider the dress of ihram appropriate for themselves. Like those people who abstain from praying because they consider the state of prostration as not in accordance with their position and status. We are going to talk about this concept after a very short break.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
In Imam Sadegh's last will, we have this warning that if you are so proud that you are just putting yourself next to the Creator, you are saying that I am the one who can or may, or for those who are in the highest degrees of kibr, who for sure has the knowledge of everything, then you're putting yourself next to the Creator. And what will happen in the hereafter is the punishment that for sure you're going to face. So this warning should be something so important that the sixth Imam of Shia is mentioning in his last will, like the last thing he wants to transfer to the new generations of Muslims, is nothing but this warning. So this is very important. This is not something that can be just simply said. We should know and feel like what Imam wanted to mention to us. In another hadith, Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam have said something almost similar to the previous statement. Imam Baqir alayhi salam had been reported to have said, "Honor is God's robe and pride his mantle. One who wants to acquire it will be thrown into hell by God Almighty." So if a person wants to achieve the degree at which they want to have the same features of the Creator, so the result will be hell. And that too, what kind of hell? The hell which is prepared for the proud, that hell is different from the hell into which the other sinners go. And here again, we should quote the same tradition from the Islamic context. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, "Verily, there is a valley in hell for the proud called Saqar. Once it complained to the Almighty about the intensity of its heat and requested him to relieve it for some time so that it may take a breath. As soon as it breathed, its breath filled the entire hell with fire." So even if we do have a place for those people who are so proud in this world, the breath they can take is nothing but made of the fire. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.